News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Do want the Dublin City Transport Plan to go ahead. For more, we're joined by Conor Reddy, a People Before Profit Councillor for Ballymun Finglas. Conor, why do you think public transport should be free?
Well, I think we have to look at our approach to climate action. And so far, I think with the Green Party and the current government, although they've made some progress, as we've seen the figures this morning, it's been all stick and no carrot. So I think you have to bring people with you. And we've costed this for a number of years in our alternative budgets. It's something that's done in other European cities. I think 50 cities around the world have free public transport, and the entirety of Luxembourg has introduced it. So it costs about 540 million to make all public transport free. I think that's a great way of getting people out of cars and onto buses, rail and other types of public transport instead. So that's the crux of it, Shane.
OK. I mean, there is a counter-argument. The National Transport Authority commissioned a report on this last year, and they found it didn't get people out of their cars. It got people, stopped people from walking, it stopped people from cycling, but actually it didn't get people out of their cars. They said it was overly costly, it would incentivise excessive travel, it would lead to antisocial behaviour, and they said it wouldn't work.
Yeah, look, you can commission, if you have enough money, you can commission a consultancy firm to give you whatever answer you want. I think there's key assumptions underlying that report that are wrong, that are incorrect. Most people, the reality is most people use public transport to get to and from work. And I don't think that would change that much if you were to make transport free. What it would do is bring people out of cars in the morning, hopefully. So that's the main goal of our policy. And it's worked around the world. So this report is a hypothetical. The concrete reality for people in Luxembourg, where public transport is free, that more people use the services and people are leaving the car at home. So that's what we want, yeah, and it's working.
Yeah, I mean, I can get the Lewis home for €1.50. I mean, that sounds like pretty good value to me. I don't resent having to pay that. I think that's pretty decent value. I whether it was free or €1.50, it wouldn't change how often I'd use it.
Well, look, this is inside Dublin City. What about people that live in the commuter belt that are paying significantly more to get commuter trains or buses to take a longer duration? So Bus Éireann buses or some of the private providers are significantly more costly. And we know...
Well, if it's private providers, it's going to cost more than 550 million. Then it's 750 million, isn't it?
Let's also just look at the reduced fares initiative that you mentioned there. Government haven't given a commitment to make that permanent yet. I think it'd be great if they did. It's been one of the few positive things that we've gotten from this government. But they need to go further as well. It's because of the success of this scheme, I think they should take a lesson and move further with it. 750 million, again, is a small price to pay when you consider congestion in Dublin City is projected, I think, to cost about €2 billion by 2040. So if you're getting cars off the road and removing congestion from the heart of the city centre, what are the other economic benefits?
Would it not be better? I mean, if you're talking about private buses, well, we're talking about 750 million a year cost. Would it not be better to put that into better public transport services rather than free public transport services?
I don't think it should be an either or all, Shane.
Well, we don't have a limitless pot of cash, so it kind of is either or, is it not?
No, I don't think so. Again, in our alternative budgets, like the books balance every year, we have our alternative budget statement costed by deeper, and it goes through parliamentary questions, so we stand over it. And the books do balance on this. We'd also invest money in expanding public transport services, so it would cost about $340 million to get another 500 electric buses into Dublin City. We know that because of cuts made under the Green and Fianna Fáil government about a decade ago, buses have only just recovered to the level that they were at in 2009. So it's only just in the last year or two we have the same number of buses on the road, despite massive increase in the population and the introduction.
Have you looked at capacity issues? You know, if public transport was free, I mean, you'd have people getting the bus from, I don't know, in Dublin, George's Street down to O'Connell Street rather than walking. Would the capacity be there? How would you manage that?
Well, it would have to expand, wouldn't it? It's not just free transport that we're calling for.
So that's another, I think 140 million was the estimate put on it by the National Transport Authority. So we're up to close to a billion nearly now a year, if you're talking about extra buses.
140 million for extra buses. Well, we cost it 500 extra electric buses, so it'd be free and free green and frequent at 340 million euro. And again, like, this can be paid for through progressive taxation, through taxes on big polluters. You were talking earlier on about wealth and inheritance taxes.
Yeah.
In that same budget statement, we looked at a 2% tax on the wealth of the top 5%, discounting €1 million, very generous discount for a family home. And you could raise €5.9 billion if you were to introduce a wealth tax.
Actually, where do you stand on the inheritance tax, Conor, while you brought it up? Where do you stand on it?
Well, I mean, we're socialists. Of course, we stand for an increase in inheritance tax. Discounting a family home, I think, is a fair thing to do. It's where most people's wealth
and inheritance tax, except on the family home.
Except on the family home, yeah. Well, I think that
that doesn't sound very socialist to me, Conor.
Well, look, there's people in Dublin who live very ordinary lives, who live in houses worth more than €500,000. They're not rich by any stretch of the imagination. So I think you have to look at other assets. There is a small section of Irish society that have a lot of wealth. The top 1% in Ireland own a third of all wealth in the country. So it's about targeting that concentrated wealth, that inequality that soared over the last decade. That's what we
Conor,
need to address.
Thanks indeed for talking to us this morning. Conor Reddy there, People Before Profit Councillor for Ballymun. Fingers, what do you think, should we, we didn't even ask Conor, actually, I didn't get to the M50 tolls, getting rid of that as well, but should public transport be free? Should the M50 be free? Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman,
in association with AIR,
on News Talk.